KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school cross-country action last night at the Clarinda Cross-Country Meet, it was Shenandoah winning the boys' title with 33 points. Harlan, the runner-up, was 69. Gretna, 73 points. Atlantic was fourth with 169. Tarkio, Red Oak, Griswold, Nebraska City, Clarinda, Corning, and Maryville round out the teams involved. Top five on the boys' side include Tim Grunmayer of Gretna winning the meet. Sean Skillern of Shenandoah was second. Zach McCoy of Shenandoah third. Philip Soranko of Harlan was fourth. Also, Simon Baker of Gretna was fifth. For Atlantic, Ryan Hawkins placed 18th. Justin Elam was 31st. Jake Auerbach was 37th. Preston Hoy, 40th. Josiah Williams, 43rd. Griswold's team was led by Xavier Olivo. He was 24th. Tyrell Peters, 33rd. Grant Haynes was 51st. Jacob Moss was 63rd. And Robbie Brand, 83rd. On the girls' side, it was Griswold winning the team title with 56 points. Harlan, the runner-up, was 68. Gretna was 78 third. Shenandoah, fourth with 84. Winnetonka had 131 points for fifth place. Atlantic was sixth with 144. Corning, Glenwood, Villisca, Nebraska City, and Bedford, the rest of the field. Griswold had the two top finishers individually. Rebecca Topham won the meet with Jordan Sint placing second. Emily Roll of Gretna was third. Jess Feldman of Harlan fourth. And Megan Plambeck of Atlantic placing fifth. Also for Atlantic, Tiffany Williams was 17th. Savannah Sorensen 30th. Liz Gutenfelder 40th. And Liz Siggins was 52nd. For Griswold, Allison Young was 12th. Alex Flippin 20th. And Larissa Backus placing 21st in that meet at Clarinda yesterday. In high school volleyball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action last evening, it was Creston over Atlantic 3-0. Also, Kemper Catholic downing Denison 3-1. Lewis Central over Harlan 3-2. Red Oak beating Shenandoah 3-2. In the Rolling Hills Conference last night, Exira EHK a 3-1 winner over Orient Maxburg. Glidden Ralston topping Ankeny Christian 3-1, while Grandview Park Baptist a 3-1 winner over Adair Casey. Also around the region last night, Audubon beat Arweva 3-2. Bedford swept 3 from Nottoway Valley. Carroll beating Boone 3-2. East Union topping Lennox 3-0. St. Albert stole 3 straight from Underwood. Van Meter over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-0. West Central Valley beat Panorama in 3 straight. West Harrison goes 3-2 over Charter Oak Ute, while Woodbine outlasting Logan Magnolia 3-2 in last night's action. Well, the weekly Associated Press Iowa High School football poll out yesterday afternoon looks like this. In Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Dowling Catholic on top. Ankeny, Iowa City West, Bettendorf, and Cedar Falls, the top five, followed by West Des Moines Valley, Pleasant Valley, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Urbandale, and Southeast Polk. The top 10 in Class 3A is littered with area teams. Decorah is number one again this week with Bishop Elon Catholic number two. Decorah is three. Lewis Central jumps 6 spots from 10th all the way up to 4th in this week's poll. Grinnell is at number 5. Harlan drops a couple of spots to number 6, with Creston falling 2 places to number 7. ADM is in at number 8. Maquoketa is 9th. And Atlantic debuts this week in the top 10 poll as they chop in there at number 10. 5 of the top 10, half of the top 10, all reside in Class 3A District 1. Lewis Central, Harlan, Creston, ADM, and Atlantic. Also, Class 2A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley is ranked number one again this week. Mediapolis, Spirit Lake, West Marshall, and Kemper Catholic round out the top five, with Center Point Urbana, Union, New Hampton, Forest City, and Waukon the rest of the field. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is number one, followed by St. Edmund, Pella Christian, St. Ansgar, and West Branch in the top half. Dyke New Hartford, South Winnesheek, Applington Parkersburg, Emmitsburg, and then IKM Manning round out the top 10. In Class A, it's West Lyon number 1, followed by Woodward Granger, Wapsie Valley, West Hancock, Woodbury Central, Lawton Bronson, Akron Westfield, Packwood Pekin, North Tama, and Wayland Waco the top 10. And in 8-man football, Adair Casey stays on the number 1 spot this week with Newell Fonda number 2. Fremont Mills is in at 3. Murray is 4, and Gilbertville Don Bosco is 5. Exira EHK is ranked 6th, followed by Preston, Melcher, Dallas, Lennox, and Janesville in this week's top 10. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes are in a race this week, and the outcome will determine whether or not they have a chance on Saturday when they host Iowa State. The Hawkeyes escaped with an 18-17 victory over Northern Illinois in their season opener, and they need to make some major strides this week before hosting the Cyclones.
I think a lot of things are correctable. That's the good news. But, you know, the challenge is how quickly can you correct things and how quickly will that show up on the game field. And, you know, the better you run that race, the better chance you have of winning. So it's, and you factor in, you know, the team that you're playing. So there's always challenges at hand, and there will be in November too. But it's, you know, that's the race that we're running right now.
Iowa State will be looking to make it two in a row in the series after beating the Hawkeyes in triple overtime last year in Ames.
They've got an excellent football team. Had a very impressive win Saturday against a good Tulsa football team, and they've just done a nice job year in and year out with what they're doing over there. So, you know, we've got a big challenge on our hands and certainly a lot of work to do this week.
Iowa's passing game struggled in the opener, and Farron says all facets were involved. He says, though, despite Saturday's struggles, he feels like the Hawkeyes have potential.
We did a lot of good things Saturday, certainly enough to win against a good team, but there are an awful lot of things that we can improve upon, some very obvious and some more subtle. But the good news is I think we have a team that's capable of improvement. I felt like that coming out of spring ball, felt like that coming out of the preseason, and I feel even more so that now.
Well, the play of sophomore running back Damon Bullock was a bright spot as he finished with 150 yards rushing, scoring Iowa's only touchdown with just over 2 minutes remaining for the victory. You can catch that Iowa-Iowa State matchup live Saturday here on the radio. 12:30 is pregame and 2:30 is kickoff. Well, the Big Ten takes a step up in competition this week with 7 games against opponents from BCS conferences. 5 are on the road, including 3 trips to the West Coast. Big Ten teams are 24-38-1 in regular season games in the Pacific time zone or Hawaii since 1990. Takeaway Wisconsin and Nebraska's combined 15-4-1 record, and the mark is 9-34. The West Coast games include number 13 Wisconsin at Oregon State, number 16 Nebraska at UCLA, and Illinois at Arizona State. The other road games have Penn State at Virginia and Purdue at number 22 Notre Dame. The Big Ten was 10-2 last week, but the lowlights included Michigan's 41-14 loss to Alabama, along with some narrow victories. Alabama's the new number one in the Associated Press football poll. The Crimson Tide replaces Southern California, which dropped to number 2. Alabama swayed more than enough voters with their big win over Michigan Saturday night. USC beat Hawaii 49-10. The Tide gets 45 first-place votes, USC 11, and number 3 LSU got 4. The fourth-ranked team is Oregon, with Oklahoma in at number 5. A TCU starting receiver, Sky Dawson, has been suspended for Saturday's season opener against Grambling State. Coach Gary Patterson says the punishment stems from a violation of school policy that occurred this summer. Dawson was the 20th-ranked Horned Frogs' second-leading receiver last year with 45 catches for 500 yards and 5 TDs. He also returns kicks. In February, 4 TCU players were arrested with other students and former students in a drug sting tied to marijuana use. Those players are no longer on the team. The Notre Dame Radio Network suspended former Irish running back and commentator Alan Pinkett without pay for 2 more games after his comments last week that teams need bad guys to give them an edge. Pinkett had already been pulled off last Saturday's season opener against Navy in Ireland, and he'll now miss games against Purdue and Michigan State. Pinkett said during the interview with a Chicago radio station that, quote, "I've always felt like to have a successful team, you have to have a few bad citizens on the team," and he pointed to Ohio State as an example. Well, New York cornerback Prince Amukamara and Dallas starting nose tackle Jay Ratliff will not play when the Giants and Dallas open up the 2012 NFL season tonight in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The Super Bowl champion Giants also report that defensive tackle Marvin Austin and offensive tackle James Brewer would miss the game with back injuries. Amukamara is out with a sprained ankle suffered in a preseason game August 24th. Ratliff is out with an injured ankle, while rookie safety Matt Johnson has a hamstring problem. He won't play for Dallas. Pro Bowl tight end Jason Witten and backup safety Danny McCray are also doubtful for tonight's game. In other NFL news, Joe Hayden's case remains mysterious and unresolved. The Browns cornerback is awaiting word from the NFL on a possible 4-game suspension for failing a drug test. On Tuesday, Browns president Mike Holmgren revealed in a local radio interview that Hayden had already had his appeal hearing with the league. Holmgren's comments were the first confirming Hayden's suspension, which was first reported by ESPNCleveland.com last month. Hayden reportedly failed a test for Adderall, which is on the league's banned substance list. Baltimore Ravens offensive tackle Bryant McKinney restructured his contract in order to remain with the team. That deal eventually got done after McKinney walked away from the table at one point and posted on Twitter that his time with the Ravens was over. But the sides reconvened later, and the 6'8", 360-pound left tackle begrudgingly reworked his contract rather than start to look for another job. He was supposed to receive a $3.2 million base salary this year, his second with the Ravens. Quarterback David Garrard has been released by the Dolphins, leaving Matt Moore as the veteran backup to rookie starter Ryan Tannehill. Garrard signed in March and climbed atop the depth chart in training camp before he was sidelined by a left knee injury that required arthroscopic surgery August 11th. In his absence, Tannehill claimed the starting job for Sunday's opener at Houston. In Major League Baseball, Mark Reynolds hit a three-run homer to lead Baltimore to a 12-0 pounding of Toronto, and that moves the Orioles into a tie for the lead in the American League East. It's the first time since 1997 that Baltimore has held at least a share of the lead. Reynolds was 3-for-4 with four knocked in as the Orioles pounded out a season-high 18 hits. Baltimore caught up with the Yankees for the AL East lead after Tampa Bay beat New York by a score of 5-2. The Rays are just a game and a half back of the Yanks and the Orioles. Chris Parmalee homered to cap a 10-run fifth inning as the Minnesota Twins routed the White Sox 18-9. The Twins also batted around in a 7-run second inning. As the White Sox now are just one game ahead of Detroit in the Central, the Tigers lost 3-2 to Cleveland. Minnesota had 17 hits in that contest. Elsewhere in the American League, Zach Greinke stopped Oakland on a run and four hits over seven innings, pacing the Angels to a 6-1 win. The victory kept the Angels 3.5 games out of the American League wild card. Alex Gordon had the go-ahead two-run homer, leading Kansas City to a 6-3 win over AL West leading Texas. Justin Masterson had six solid innings as Cleveland Indians beat Detroit 3-2. Cody Ross had a three-run homer. Ryan LaVarnway had the go-ahead solo shot in the four-run sixth inning, Boston stopping Seattle 4-3. Also, yesterday in the National League, Adam LaRoche hit two of Washington's franchise records, six home runs in an 11-5 win over Chicago. They have a 7.5-game lead in the East over second place Atlanta. Also, Jay Bruce homered for the third straight game to pace Cincinnati to a 2-1 win over Philadelphia. Jordan Pacheco homered and drove in two as Colorado posts a 6-0 win over Atlanta. Jason Kubel drove in the go-ahead run with a triple as Arizona posts an 8-6 win over San Francisco in 11 innings. Also in 11 innings, it was San Diego 6-3 over the Dodgers. L.A. is a game and a half back of St. Louis for the final wild card spot. Andrew McCutchen had his major league leading sixth four-hit game of the season, drove in three runs as well as Pittsburgh beat Houston by a score of 6-2. Jaime Garcia carried a shutout into the eighth inning to lead St. Louis to a 5-1 win over the Mets as Yadier Molina got the 1,000th hit in his career as part of the Cards' three-run second inning. Also yesterday was Milwaukee 8-4 over Miami. A rain put a damper on day 9 of play at the U.S. Open. Night action was suspended, forcing matches to be reshuffled in order to make up the backlog. Among the matches affected was the Andy Roddick Juan Martín Del Potro fourth rounder that was tied 6-6 in the first set. The 20th seeded Roddick is playing on a day-to-day basis after announcing last week he would retire after this tournament. Among the other matches stopped in progress, second seeded defending champ Novak Djokovic against Stanislav Wawrinka. The completion of the quarterfinal match between third seeded Maria Sharapova and number 11 Marion Bartoli has been postponed until today due to rain. Bartoli's up 4-love in the first set. Fourth-seeded David Ferrer advanced to the quarterfinals, coming back from an hour-long rain delay to close out a straight sets win over number 13 Richard Gasquet. Ferrer joined Rafael Nadal as the second Spanish player to make the quarterfinals in all four Grand Slams in 1 year. In women's play, top seed Victoria Azarenka advanced to the semis with a three-set win over number 7 Sam Stosur in action yesterday. A Ryder Cup captain, Davis Love III, has filled out his 12-man American team with Steve Stricker, Jim Furyk, Dustin Johnson, and Brant Snedeker. Johnson and Snedeker played their way onto the team over the last 2 weeks. They were the only Americans to finish among the top six in both FedEx Cup playoff events. Furyk is a captain's pick for the first time in 15 Ryder Cup or President's Cup matches. Love left out Hunter Mahan, a two-time winner on the PGA Tour this year. The Ryder Cup is set for September 28th through the 30th at Medina outside Chicago. For all its dominance, Europe has won only twice in America in the last 20 years. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.